Ordinarily, at this point, I'd be telling you why I chose a particular text, or I'd either be telling you that, or I'd be telling you something about why the sermon was a question, or who knows what. But you don't have to listen to me today, as far as that goes. The Presbyterian World Service and Development Committee is meeting in Regina, and we were delighted to be able to have a member of the committee come and give us an update on what they do, perhaps a little bit about who they are and all that goes with it. A quick reminder that in your bulletin you have a special envelope, looks like this, and that is if you wish to direct your offering today or at any time. You don't have to do it today. If you keep the envelope, PWS&D will be happy to have whatever you can provide whenever you're able. But if you want to give a special offering to them, if you use that envelope, it'll work the easiest of all. So I would like to introduce Okello Abala, who is a member of the Presbyterian World Service and Development Committee, to come and give us an update or whatever is on his heart.
Good morning. Well, thank you, Reverend Barron, for introducing me. I'm just going to say a few things about myself again. I'm Okello Abala. I come from Calgary. Originally, I came from Ethiopia. I came to Canada in 2002. And last few years, I did to go to VST. So now I'm in my second year in MD program. Over the years, last 3 years too, I became part of PWS&D. And I'm executive committee, and I'm representative of Alberta province. So last few days, we were in Regina for a meeting, PWS&D meetings. And it was good that we get together with other representatives from all across the country. And I was so interested in the work of PWS&D because my community is one of the beneficiary or the living testimony of the work of PWS&D, because we sponsor many family members or our community from Kenya through PWS&D. It's something that we haven't been able to do in the last few years, but the work of PWS&D, we joined and we were able to sponsor families. So that's why when I was approached to be on the committee members, was so excited to be part of it, because there's nothing that we can do or I can do in my community to support PWS&D except just to volunteer and then be able to share my experience or the work that PWS&D is doing. Over the last 6 months, the world has witnessed many disasters that made life more challenging for millions of people. Some are due to the climate crisis, such as the cyclone Moka in Niger, super typhoon in Philippines, and drought in Angola, and in many other parts of the world, there's people that are suffering. And the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and other part of the world has affected millions of people. But thanks God that PWS indeed has been able to respond to many of these crises. As you know, PWS indeed is not a big organization, but it was able to use the small fund that we receive to make a greater impact in the life of many people around the world. And we are blessed to work with the ACT Alliance and the CFGB and with our partners on the ground that are doing the hard work to change the life of the people. Unfortunately, every day we have continued to witness the suffering of more and more people everywhere. And millions are enduring the devastating consequences of continued violence and strife. Civilians have been targeted because of their nationality, their ethnicity, and their faith. And recently, PWS indeed has sent out appeals to respond to crisis in many different places. And today, I'm just going to highlight few places that PWs need an immediate response. As we can see, Gaza crisis, humanitarian crisis is troubling. And Palestine and Israel continue to engage in the fight, and violence, and all that suffering is continuing. PWs is prepared to respond to humanitarian needs, because the ongoing hostility have created a humanitarian crisis with homes, schools, medical facilities, crucial infrastructures have been extensively damaged or destroyed. And as we know, the conflict has displaced millions of people. 1.4 million are out of Gaza, and about 2.2 million are internally displaced. And currently, PWSND is accepting donations to support those are affected by the evolving humanitarian crisis. And PWSND will support a basic need for the services that have been cut off. So in our website, the appeal went out a few days ago, and donation made to PWSND between October 7 to November 12 are eligible to be matched by the government of Canada, and they will be matched up to 10 million. So this is the thing that PWSND want to respond and want to do it in a way that can reach many people in different part of the world. Small amount that we donate will have a greater impact in the life of people that are suffering. And we can see that in the last few days, we had a presentation from our global partners, one from Afghanistan. Because the last few days, I think that Afghanistan is something now is kind of out of the radar because of the conflict in between Gaza and Israel. But on October 7, the province of Arete in western Afghanistan was struck by the earthquake. And a serious shock followed, including second earthquake, and that completely destroyed many lives, and mostly women and children. Because according to our partner, Ramand, who came from Afghanistan, say that happened at a time that men were out for work. So only children and women are at home. So the earthquake, destroyed many houses and then killed many of the vulnerable people. And when we see the videos, the impact that PWSND is making through Community World Service Asia, we are so thankful that even though the small amount that we donate is making that great impact in the life of community like that. People have nothing to eat, but they were so thankful to get small thing that they can survive for the next few days. So now PWSND is supporting our project as Cash for Food, because that's the basic priority now for the people that they just need something to eat. So we are supporting that. As I said, food security is already significant challenge in the country, and it's also a main priority. And additionally, psychological support for survivors and child-friendly space for children will be necessary to address or to help the stress and trauma. And as you know, since the Taliban took over the government in August 2001, PWSND has not been able to provide humanitarian assistance to those that desperately needed. But however, in March of this year, on March 9, the government introduced the amendment to the criminal code. So now we are allowed to support many projects or many initiatives in Afghanistan. So now we are working with the partners and through ACT Alliance to support those individuals. So as in Gaza and other part of the world, support is needed for Afghanistan too. And finally, I will just highlight the work of PWC in Malawi. As we know that Cyclone Freddy struck Malawi in March of this year, and thus changed the life or make impact in the life of many civilians in Malawi, causing significant disruption of daily activities, washing away essential crops and destroying critical infrastructure, which led to widespread of displacement. So we are so thankful that PWCND was able to just help the families or help the vulnerable people to be able to just have something that they can work or they can support themselves. They can be self-independent eventually. So there are projects that are going on to just help the farmers. So currently there are about a total of 2,500 households that are participating in about 863 projects in Malawi. And many of them are women, because they are the ones that are really affected by all this crisis. So not only all this, I'm just highlighting the few places that really need immediate need, but PWC indeed is working in Afghanistan, Nepal, and Guatemala, South Sudan, in many different parts of the world. So a small gift or whatever you gift, just I'm here to let you know that it has been helping vulnerable people across the world and has been helping people that are really needed the support at this time. And I'm so thankful that as somebody from Ethiopia to be able to have family from Kenya that have been suffering there for the many years, for about 15 to 20 years, to be able to be, you know, work with PWC and to bring them here. So thank you for your time. I've been in Musjo a few times on family visit, but to be in this church and worshiping to you with you is been a blessing for me. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this with you.
Well, thank you, Okello. We consider it a privilege to be able to hear from those who are making these kinds of decisions. Now, I know you need to catch a plane back to Calgary, because when you're in Calgary, you'll probably fly there directly. Imagine. It doesn't happen all that often. Donna Wilkinson, who you know, recently drove to Winnipeg, because to fly to Winnipeg was going to take 15 hours because it went through Vancouver. So she drove, which I think was a good decision. Will you have time for questions if anybody has any after the service? Okay, so just glad to be able to provide that as well. So if you have questions, Raquel, keep them in mind. You won't have to grab them. It's not like, it doesn't sound like you have to rush away. But let us, as we have these things in our mind, let us pray.